A nonprofit in Yuma County is working with governmental agencies on both sides of the border to inform the community about the Zika virus. For the Arizona Science Desk, Maya Springhawk-Robnett reports.
Campesinos Sin Fronteras, a nonprofit serving the Yuma region's low-income Hispanic population, recently received a mini-grant from the U.S.-Mexico Border Health Commission, an organization run by the U.S. and Mexican governments to promote health in the region. As part of the grant, healthcare workers inform the community about Zika by bringing presentations to farm workers in the fields and passing out informational literature. Campesinos Executive Director Emma Torres emphasizes the importance of Zika education on the border.
Being in the border, we know that diseases don't need a passport.
Torres says with the risk of microcephaly, a severe brain defect in newborns linked to Zika, healthcare organizations must be vigilant.
In our community, we have one of the highest, in both sides of the border, one of the highest teen pregnancy rates. So we put together all of that and we see it like a huge public health issue.
Both the Yuma County Health Department and the Secretaría de Salud in San Luis Rio Colorado, Mexico, have taken part in the informational campaign. For the Arizona Science Desk, I'm Maya Springhawk-Robnett.